Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Judson Baptist Church, which is in Prescott, the deacon there, Edward Craner. How are you, Ed?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show with us, my friend. We're here to talk about a big event. You guys are celebrating 125 years, is that right?
That's correct. Our actual anniversary was August 15th, this last Monday. Yeah, so we're celebrating it this weekend for the Friday through Sunday. So.
Nice. For 125 years, 3 days probably can't even hold it on,
well,
can it?
There's more we could do, I'm sure.
So. Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's going to be happening out there. Let's start at the top by saying that even though it's Judson Baptist Church, everyone's welcome to come
absolutely.
On out and help you celebrate this.
Everyone's invited for this. Everyone's invited every Sunday to
right,
come out.
Yeah. So. Well, let's start it off. What are we doing this weekend, Ed?
Well, Friday night we're starting off our 7 o'clock. We're going to have musical guests, the Foresters. We've had them at our church regularly. It's a husband, wife, and their two sons who are pretty talented little boys.
All
so,
right.
And then after that, we will have we're going to have this all under a tent.
Okay.
Because Judson Baptist Church started 125 years ago under a tent.
Oh, nice.
So, and then we're going to have an evangelist speaker by the name of Ben Shetler.
All right.
He was Ben Carson's spiritual advisor during his campaign. So,
you mean just the recent campaign?
Yep.
Holy
yep.
cow.
So he's coming. We're having him come from Florida.
Nice.
So he might be a culture shock or something when he gets up here. But we're just, I know our youth pastor, Pete Clayton, has heard him speak before, and he said he's outstanding. So
right.
I would encourage people to come and listen to him.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
Especially since the admission's free.
Free, yeah, exactly. All right.
And that's on Friday night, that's basically all we got going on.
That's a
well,
great
I'm sure
start.
We'll have a little time of fellowship afterwards
sure, yeah.
and just talking. Then, right. you want me to just go right ahead?
Yeah, let's go right into Saturday, man.
Saturday's our big day. Well, we'll start roasting the pig at 5 or 3 in the morning, I think, is what time
wow.
they're planning. But we're going to have a golf tournament at Edgewood Golf Course.
Okay.
Everyone's invited if they want to come. It would be $17 for that's 9 holes with a cart.
All right.
I'm sure we'll find room for you to go. But anyway, that was laid out to the church members. But if anybody would like to join us, we'd sure like to have you
sure.
come.
Sure. Okay.
And then in the afternoon, we're at 4 o'clock. We're going to hit the pig roast. We're going to start the pig roast off. Pig roast, corn on the cob, baked potatoes, and there'll be desserts, too. We always have to have desserts. And it's never a Baptist function unless there's food. So anyway, we're looking forward to that. And then from after that, from 6 until 7:30-ish, we're figuring, we're going to have what we call a Sing-spiration,
mm-hmm.
where our local people are going to sing. I know one of them is Nori Lamping. Kristen Kennedy, which is the pastor's daughter, is going to be singing. And my daughter-in-law, Kelly Craner, will be singing too. And they're all very good.
Yeah.
And then following up that, we'll have the Foresters again.
Nice.
And then Mr. Shetler will speak again on Saturday night to close out that evening.
Wow. That is a full day on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be busy. So
yeah. And then Sunday?
Sunday, every year we have a Roundup Sunday. It's kind of like a Western type theme. And since
yeah.
125 years ago, I think everything was Western.
So,
but anyway, Sunday, this year we're doing it a little different because we're going to start it off again. The Foresters have been gracious enough to come to
nice.
Us for the whole weekend.
Great.
So they're going to go for about 40 minutes starting at 10 o'clock in the morning Sunday.
Right.
And then about 10:45, all the former pastors that we could get back are coming back. We're going to let them have, well, I said 5 to 10 minutes, knowing that it'll probably be 10 to 15
yeah.
because they're preachers.
We know what sermons are like. Exactly. You're right.
Nobody gets out at noon anymore or whatever.
Right.
So, but anyway, so we have, I believe there's like 6 pastors that will be returning.
Wow.
And then there's a family where our former pastor, Sweet, from back in the 60s, he's
yeah.
passed away, but yeah. a rather large family, and they're all coming but one, they said.
Wow.
So
terrific.
There's a lot of people really excited about this, and we are too. And
yeah.
just we've invited past congregational members to come back, and I know one lady said yeah. her husband's a preacher in Midland, and she said, well, I'll be there on Sunday. She said, he's a preacher, but that's all right. He can handle it for 1 week. So, but anyway, that's going to be a good time. So, and we're going to recognize those former pastors with a little
okay.
gift.
Sure.
And then Then our pastor, well, yeah, wait, let me go back.
Okay, go back.
We're a year past now, but we're going to have a mortgage burning ceremony from where we built the new church.
Oh, man, awesome.
That we took out a 15, I think it started off as a 20 and then went to a 15-year loan that we paid off in 7 by God's grace.
And a great congregation, obviously.
Well, yeah. We've got a very giving congregation. So.
All right.
And then following the mortgage burning, Pastor Kennedy will do a message that will be, I can guarantee you, longer than 15 minutes. During that time, the junior church is going to be going, they'll be up into the church, actually, because we'll be in the tent still.
All right.
And Pete Clayton will be leading all the kids. So if you got kids, bring them. And then following that, we're having a potluck. But if you come, don't worry about bringing any food, because our ladies are very good about making sure that we have enough food on board for everybody.
Nice.
And the last thing I want to mention, Kevin, is there will be, for all three of the speaking times on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there will be a nursery available for children 3 years of age and under.
Okay. Good deal. You got it all covered, man.
I guess I did.
And we mentioned everything's free, but you are going to have a donation box.
Well, yeah, we are. For the pig roast, there's a little cost involved in that.
Right.
We're just going to put a box out there, and as you feel led, you can give a donation to that. And I would like to mention on that too, we're figuring about 200, so if you get there and you're 220, you may not get anything. So,
so you better get there early.
Yeah.
While there's still plenty of pig. Well, Ed, if they want more information about this event, how would they get more info on this?
Well, then call the church, and I'm sure they'll be leaving a message there at 873-989-873-3322.
Okay.
Or they can call me at my home, which is 989-756-2436.
Nice. The 125th anniversary weekend. It's coming up this weekend at Judson Baptist Church. They're at 201 Harrison in Prescott. It's going to be a fun weekend, and everyone's invited to attend. Deacon from the church, Ed Craner. Ed, always a pleasure, my friend, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin.